奉主耶稣基督圣名，我们继续来看。
In Jesus Christ, we continue our study.
刀剑，大家，刀剑是有大刀，然后呢彼此相杀。
We know that there is a large sword and they slaughter one another.
其实在教会里面跌倒是有时候是互相的。
In the church, we fall because it is mutual.
好，那再来，那你饥荒是有时候自己不追求。
And famine is a result of lack of pursuit.
那我们来看瘟疫哈。
About pestilence.
瘟疫就死亡了。
Pestilence signifies death.
那那个提摩太后书。
In 2 Timothy.
二章。
Chapter 2.
十七节。
Verse 17.
这讲道理上面的。
Regarding the truth,
他们的话如同毒疮，越烂越大。其中有徐米乃和亚利那个非离土，他们偏离的正道，说复活的事已经过，就败坏好些人的信心。应该瘟疫是这样子的，瘟疫就是黑死病嘛，在那时候你一摸它就死，摸它就死。
And pestilence is like a contagious disease, like the black fever that when you touch, it causes death.
现在已经不会这样子，因为在之后很多的医生哦，如果我讲错了哈，那个这是讲古时候的了哈。古时候黑死病你抬出去人又死了，因为那个是传染，不晓得怎么传染，就是这个。
So the contagious disease of the past, it is very contagious, causes death quickly.
中古世纪有时候整个村庄死光光啊。
In the Middle Ages, sometimes the entire village die.
瘟疫啊。
Or pestilence.
在古代那个希腊一样。
In the Greece, it is the same.
黑死病就是瘟疫啦。这是讲死亡，那这里是讲道理的。
So in regards to the truth,
这里有那个徐米乃又出现了。
Here we see the Hermanius.
应该教会好像没有人取这个名字吧。
There's no one in the church by this name.
因为一般读到这里都好像读得不很顺，这表示说不是在教会一直在叫的名字。你说 Daniel 啦，什么 Jeremy 啦，哈，就是好像很少。
Names like Daniel and Jeremy are more common, more popular.
应该没有人。
Hermanus.
取一个徐米乃，每次人家讲到这里就骂你儿子。
And if you call yourself, if you name your son.Hermanius, and then this is not very good.
好，那这个呢，就是道理的偏差。
So this is a diversion from the truth.
那会好像烂疮，会越烂越大。
It will spread like a cancer.
错误的道理。
And it is a erroneous teachings.
并且会败坏人的。
It will cause man to fall.
在使徒时代发生过。
This happened in the apostolic times.
以后在真耶稣教会会有。
It will happen again in a true church in the future.
希望我们不会遇到。
Hope that we will not encounter this.
遇到你要会去分辨，如果你不分辨，人家在讲有瘟疫会感染会让人败坏的道理，你也加入了，那。
So we need to be able to
害死自己啊。
Discern these type of message that spread like cancer that can cause us to die.
那个刚刚我们有看到哈。害人的跟被害的两个罪一样。
And as we have seen, that those who cause harm and those who are harmed, they have the same sin.
刚刚我们看先知迷惑了，先知被迷惑了。
When the prophet is deceived,
神没有说啊怜悯他，把他召回来啊。
God did not say that let's have mercy on him and call him back. As we the verse we just read,
圣经说。神哦说任凭他被诱惑。
But God allowed him to be deceived.
诱惑完之后，神再把他除掉。
And afterwards, God would cast him away.
这个不是救赎的时代哦。
So this is not the time of salvation.
救赎就是你以前还不是先知，你还不没有信，没有信，神会怜悯，神会拯救。但是你已经信了，并且马。很知道了，尝了天恩的滋味了。你在犯罪，圣经说没有第二次的机会了，神就等着处理了。
And before you believe in the truth and become a believer, God will have mercy upon you. But if you believe and if you sin intentionally, the Bible says that there is no opportunity for repentance.
那我们呢？我们每个人都是应该是祭司哦。
So we, every one of us, we are a priest.
祭司要懂神的道理。
Priest must understand God's words.
你祭司在被迷惑。
If the priest is being deceived,
没有救。
Then there is no salvation.
所以你不要说怪别人啊。那个光头的就讲这样子啊，啊你被我骗了，我死了你也死啊。
So we cannot say that the pastor said this, and we believe, and we will die along with the pastor.
我是希望你救我一命啊，看啊光头的讲错了。
I hope that if I say something wrong, he can correct me.
好，所以瘟疫会出来。
So this is the pestilence.
但是这不是对慕道者了，慕道者有神的恩典的。
But for the true seekers, God will show mercy.
只要数目不满
，if the number is not being fulfilled，
只要门不关
，if the door is still open，
都有都新信的都有神迹奇事随着，这是不一样的道理哦，这是。
So these are two different message. Those who believe the miracles wonders will follow.
这两个道理都对的、哦。
So both of these teachings are correct.
是不一样的时期。
But they are spoken at different times.
现在也一样，以后也一样。
It is the same now and in the future.
只要门不关
As long as the door of salvation is still open.
平安喜乐就是给信的人
Peace and joy will come upon those who believe.
你信了之后
Once you believe,
你要赶快成为祭司
You must strive to become a priest.
你就不要再被迷惑了
So that you will not be deceived.
你迷惑人被迷惑罪都一样的都一样的除掉了
Those who deceive and those who are being deceived are...To be put away.
刚刚有一个很比较聪明的，他不是用 UPS， 他是用什么、啊？那个 什么 robot 这样？不是 deliver 给撒旦吗
？When they are being delivered to Satan, and you can use a robot.
那我们来看那个犹大书，那彼得后书了，三二章十二节。
Let's turn to Second Peter.
二章十二节
Chapter 2, verse 12. Verse 12, but these like natural brute beasts, made to be caught and destroyed, speak evil of the things they do not understand, and will utterly perish in their own corruption.
在使徒的末期，教会有没有出现？那个野兽
，In the end of the apostolic time, there are beasts.
有没有？有。
There are beasts.
有没有？那是什么？是有没有 beast？
有 ，brute beast.
哇 ，beast 还更有一个什么？加一个那个什么？不是什么意思？
就是很猛烈、很凶
猛
的。猛
烈的。还比 beast 更加一级啊
！So brute beast, this is worse than a beast.、哦、
这个野兽在哪里
？Where are these beasts？
以一般的那个观念哈、哦，你说就是打仗打到人很少，野兽很少吃人的。
If you
野兽，除非他已经饿得半死了。你看狮子啊，你非洲那些狮子，原野那个很少会来吃人，所以他已经。老狮子又没有办法，他不得不一般动物怕人。
Ordinarily, animals are fearful of people, so beasts normally don't eat humans.
这是神创造在创世纪就讲的。
And this is since Genesis.
一般你不要去，但是你不要去惹他。
If you
你不要让他感觉你要攻击他。
If you don't attack and provoke the beast, they will not attack you.
你看到蛇哈。
If you look at
很毒的蛇，乡下的时候
，in the countryside, if there are venomous snakes,
你不要去踩到，如果你不小心踩到它，它就会咬你啊。
If you accidentally step on it, it will bite.
小时候乡下那蛇很多、啊。
In the olden times, in the countryside, there are many snakes.
你看到你不要理它，你走，它在那里，它就走了。
If you stay away from it, they will not harm you.
野兽一样。
The beasts are the same.
所以这里野兽很难讲到说是什么野兽攻击人，这个野兽攻击人跟属灵的国度没有关系啊。
So we cannot say that the beast attack man and has nothing to do with the kingdom of God.
彼得在讲那个野兽是什么，门内的野兽是什么呢？
And according to Peter, what are these brute beasts?
就第二节第二章开始啊。
In chapter 2, we can see.
说以前有假先知起来。
There were false prophets among people.
将来在你们中间也必有假师傅。
And there will be false teachers among you.
他们引进害人的异端啊。
They will bring destructive heresies.
这都是所以那个让死亡的瘟疫是什么？
So what is this,
是败坏的道理。
So what is this pestilence that caused death? These are the destructive heresies.
那个这个野兽是谁呢？
Who are the beasts?
有可能的就是他。
It could be this person.
是我。
Or this person.
为什么？
Why is it?
因为他们在讲道。
Because they are the speakers.
一般的，如果你都不讲。
If you keep your
mouth closed. 都没有讲道，也没讲什么。
If you don't say a word,
当野兽的可能性比较少一点。
And there's less likely you'd be the beast.
因为你不会用你的道理去败坏人嘛。
Because you will not speak words of destruction.
但是你也可以私下害人啊。
But you can harm people secretly.
所谓的野兽就是用道理，然后用最有可能的是我。
And I'm the one that most likely could be the beast.
我们来看那个耶利米书。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
所以你们，我刚开始就说听我祷告嘛，是不是
？So as I said this morning to pray for me.
但是如果要讲的话，就是说圣工人员呐。
And the beast.
但我不能讲别人呐。
But I cannot point fingers, so otherwise
对不对
I would say.
你当然不能讲别人，但只好讲自己了。
It is all the holy workers.
好，我们看十四章。
Jeremiah 14。
啊，对不起，十章二十一节。
Chapter 10 instead, verse 21。
十章二十一节。
Jeremiah 10, verse 21。
啊，请念。
21, for the shepherds have become dull-hearted and have not sought the Lord, therefore they shall not prosper, and their flock shall be scattered.
谁是野兽？
Who are the
畜类？
Who are the beasts?
是牧人啊。
It is the shepherds.
牧人，人家说传道变强盗。
And the pastor become a robber.
牧人变野狼。
Shepherds became wolves.
如果牧人变野狼，那这个他在吃羊就比较容易了。
And it is much easier for wolves to devour the sheep.
如果你继续看下去就知道。
If we continue to read,
在神在借着耶利米在讲当时的，就是那在当时的神的牧人，就是。当时的祭司啦、君王啦、还有先知啦，就变成吃百姓的，其实就是这些人。
The shepherds of the Lord，
害死他们就是这些人。
The shepherds of the Lord that cause harm and death to the people are the kings, the prophets, and the priests.
当然，我不希望我成为野兽就是了。
Of course, I do not desire, do not want to become the beast.
所以，互相代祷吧。
So let us pray for one another.
但是要小心，就是至少。
So let us be watchful.
所以刚刚那个谁 ，Benson， 他说他也有可能啊。为什么？因为他也在讲道，我听了有一点安慰，至少有他跟我作伴。
One of the brothers said that he could also be the beast, and then so it's a mutual encouragement.
当然，他也不甘心他自己一个人，他又指着。旁边那个 team 说他也有在讲。
He also pointed to the brother next to him, saying that he's also speaking the sermons.
至少有四个嘛。
So there's at least four.
他们两个还有我，你也有讲吗？对不对？
Yeah, so there's at least four beasts among here.
拖人下水。
Dragging more beasts into the water.
虽然是开玩笑，但是要真的，末日如果越来越近，这种现象会越来越严重。
So in the end times, this is more prevalent.
有一年我在那个新加坡教会差派去那里。
And once I went to Singapore church.
那有一次一个弟兄载我从那个直洛古罗教会要回亚当堂教会。
And once a brother brought me from one church back to the Adam Road Church in Singapore.
路上哎有一个真耶稣教会。
And on the way, they saw a true Jesus church.
那是写的净光山是万国根正教真耶稣教会。我说哎停了我要去看看。
And,
我一看就晓得那是什么回事、啊。
And when I see the sign of the church, I know what that is.
他那个弟兄说我不敢进去。
And the brother said that he dare not go in.
因为他们都认识啊，因为吵过架。
Because they know each other and they fought before.
我说简单啊，来开到前面，你停着，你在车子里面睡觉，那我去啊。
And so I told him that just park the car, you can wait here, and I go in by myself.
那我就自己走了。
So I went in.
那门当然是关着，那我当然是好奇啊，装很好奇嘛。他已经外面有贴那个东西啊，布告栏了、啊，我在那看啊看啊。看久了，他们一定有说：“哎，这位先生有兴趣吗？”我说：“哇，很有兴趣。
”And the door is locked. So I looked at the bulletin board outside, and they came out and say, "Are you interested in joining us?" And I said, "Yes." So I was invited in.
那我就问了 你们哦，今天星期六啊、哦，你们是净光山真耶稣教会啊、哦？你们也守安息日啊？他们说：“对啊，我们是独立的教会啊。”
And so I said, this is Saturday. You observe the Sabbath? They said, yes, we do observe the Sabbath.
问了很多就是了。
And so I asked many questions.
其实因为我内心很疼痛的。
And it was I feel very hurt in my heart.
他问说，哎，这位先生，要不要信耶稣啊？
And so he asked me, do I want to believe in Jesus?
我不能骗他，我说我已经信耶稣了。
And I cannot lie. I said, I already believe.
他说在哪个教会啊？
And he asked, at what church?
我不能骗啊
I cannot lie.
我说我是真耶稣教会啊
I said, I'm also from True Jesus Church.
他说啊，你是不是那个直洛古罗？我说是啊。
And he said, do you belong to that church? I said, yes.
他说哎，怎么好像没看过你啊
？He said, how come I never seen you before? How come I don't know you?
我说我刚来的，我是从德国来的。
And I said, I came from Germany.
啊，你来这边玩呢
？He said, you're a tourist.
我只要说我是传道啊。
I said, I'm a pastor.
哇，他们兴趣更大了，换他们有兴趣啊。
And so they have a great interest in me.
他们把所有他们人都召集起来，哇。
So they gather all their people to ask me questions.
他们也很有心。
So they also are very zealous.
是以前跟我们一样的真耶稣教会。
And they used to be like us, the True Jesus Church.
他们里面有一个讲，就是有一个也是留德的那个工学博士啊，最后他跟我讲德文啊。
And they also have a person who got a PhD in Germany, and we spoke in German.
心很痛，就是。
But yet I feel very sad in my heart.
那些信徒无辜哎。
The members, they are innocent.
实在是无辜。
They are truly innocent.
被野兽咬了。
They were bitten by beasts.
被这个瘟疫给毒了。
And they were harmed by the pestilence.
之前他们有刀剑，有饥荒。
In the past, they have sores and pestilence and famine.
我跟他们讲了，听了他们很多的故事，但我只是听而已啦。
And so I
heard. 我一听，真的快哭出来。
So I hear about many of their stories, and I was almost in tears.
他们从这边走在左边呢，我们到楼上去，他还讲很多那个张巴拉巴的太太的故事。
And they told me many stories about the wife of Barnabas Chang.
遇到会遇到
，and so this is something we may encounter.
谁是那个野兽的最佳的人选 candidate?
Who is the best candidate to become the beast?
圣工人员。
It is the workers of God.
所以我也很小心，就是。
So I myself need to be very careful.
我真的，我从内心，当我生病的时候，我。右手右脚不能动，我不会讲话，讲话完全听不懂。我是一生最高兴的时候，
and when I was,
非常高兴。
And when I was ill, and my arms cannot move, I cannot speak, and that was the most happy moment in my life.
因为有两个，第一个，我那时候还会讲灵言哦，跟天父讲话，讲得很高兴。
But I could still speak in tongue to the Heavenly Father.
那第二个。
And that was one. Second,
我享受我的工作完毕了。
I feel that my work is done.
我得救应该是99%了。
I'm 99% chance that I can be saved. Why is that?
杨长老，我们在接受训练的时候，已经三个，一定遇到什么事情，一定要想财色交，财色交，你财有没有贪财，或是多吃了几碗饭，不该吃的这样多吃人的小心，哦，多该不该拿的多拿了，啊，财，或是有的更严重的，把人家的那个奉献钱给污了，那就，有没有发生？有啊。是谁？当然是传道，你绝对不会随便叫一个，你一定相信传道啊，我这个要奉献哪里啊？你带去啊，就放着就忘记了，忘记一次、两次、三次、四次，忘记十次，就太过分了嘛？有没有？会有啊。
So、as far as、
这事实啊。
As far as money,
但是这很大的试炼啊。
Money is a great temptation, so I thought to myself, I never covet or never.Stolen anybody's money.
财色。
The second is sex.
哎，这就不用讲了哈。
And this is nothing to talk about.
骄。
And the third is pride.
慢慢的搞起来。
And we lift ourselves up.
你生的这在这种情形呢，财你躺在那不会动，人家还叫你拿钱去哪里啊？色，自己有太太，别人看到也，哦，机会小啊。你有什么好骄傲的？人家一定会说：“你看，当传道当到，一手一脚不能动，话不能讲，这不是神的很大的管教吗？做错了什么事啊？”
所以，在 lay down
啊，一定的啦，很自然的，也不用笑。
So as I lay down the bed, I thought that there's, I am free from these three temptations. There's no influence from money. There's no influence from the opposite sex, and then there is nothing to be proud of, being a pastor and end up in this state.
那我想说，我先不用当传道了。
And so I feel that I have no need to be continue to be a pastor.
财色交不会在遇到的情况下0.1%啊。
I have a very low chance of being tempted.
99.9%应该得救。
So 99.9%, I can be saved.
哇，真的很高兴。
So I was truly happy.
但那时候我太太说，你说你爱我，你这样子怎么办？还有一个最小的才。
And my wife said, "You say you love me, but you."
还有一个很小的小孩啊。
Yeah, how can you?
还没上小学啊。
How can you help support our little one who is not yet in grade school?
那我们怎么办
？How are we?
你都没想我们吗
？Have you not thought about how we will live?
我很老实说。
So I was very honest.
可爱的太太实在没想到你。
真的，
那时候只想回天家。
My beloved wife, I did not think about you. I only think about heaven.
因为你跟天父讲话太好了，你现在有时候祷告一个小时也没有那么好。
So it is so wonderful to converse with Heavenly Father. Even now, when I pray for an hour, I do not feel the same joy.
那个神学每天都是早上都禁止祷告的，跪下就一个小时，晚上一个小时。
In the theological seminary, we pray for an hour in the morning and at night.
所以感觉很好。
So I feel very nice.
我想说。成为野兽的这个候选人的机会就少了，没有了，没有了，因为已经结束了。
So I feel that my work has ended, and there is very little chance that I can be the beast.
我这样讲，我是讲我其他同工绝对不会，他们不是这样子的。
And this is only referring to myself and no other.
所以我的见证到最后一定说替我祷告，我现在更害怕。
And so at the end, I feel that we need to pray for, please pray for me. I'm more fearful now than before.
很多人就把我的见证看在那个神迹上面，其实不是。
So many regard my
说啊，病好了，大难不死。我说大难不死，祸患连连啊。
So many regard it.
我不骗你啊。
My illness as a miracle that I was cured, but yet the tribulations continue.
接下来的魔鬼粗鲁的，这很粗鲁啊。那我在生病的时候。一次两次，我想说，第一次魔鬼了，根本不理他们，嚯，见丑陋，理都不理啊，他就跑了。 但到最后他太可恶了，要拉我被子，我才赶他而已啊。后来他一直看我，我说有什么好看的？看到烦了才赶他，不然我不理他，好粗鲁啊！但是粗鲁的过去，接下来什么一定是细腻的啊？不晓得怎么样，我这不晓得 I don't know how about tomorrow。希望能够平安的当晚传道啊，不要成为野兽。
And when Satan visited me three times during my hospital stay, I used very rough means to try to intimidate me and harm me. But once this has passed, there is the more finer ways and more mysterious ways that Satan works in me, and I don't know what will happen.
在启示录里面有两只兽。
In the Revelation, there are two beasts.
十三章里面两只吗？
In chapter 13.
一个是从海中上来的兽。
One is the beast from the sea.
这是外在环境的兽的逼迫。
This is persecution from the outward environment.
这是社会的。
This is from our society.
一个是从地上来的。
And the other is the beast from beneath the earth.
这就是样子像羔羊，它的脚像羔羊。
It is the likeness of a lamb.
羔羊就是基督啦。
And the lamb refers to Christ.
所以末世我们信徒要面临这两只兽。
So these are the two beasts.
很具体的啦哈。
That we face today.
启示录十三章嘛哈，你看十三章第一节。
Chapter 13, verse 1.
对。见一个兽从海中上来。
A beast from the sea.
我们看第十一节。
Verse 11.
十三章十一节，我又见另一个兽是从地中上来。
Another beast come out of the earth.
这个兽你看到一定很可爱的，有两脚如同羔羊。
It's two horns like a lamb.
你有没有看羔羊在吵架？它用那个脚。
Have you seen horn? Have you seen lambs fighting each other with their horns?
不是牛啊，牛相处那就不得了了。
And if the bulls fight amongst each other, it's very serious.
你若小时候，如果你被那个水牛或是那个公牛那个脚弄到肚子，都有时候那个肠子都跑出来了。
If you are hooked by a bull's or by a cow's horn, then it will cause serious injuries.
你说，哎呀，昨天被那个羔羊羊羔哈的那个脚触到，开玩笑啊。
And if we say that you were injured by the lamb's little feet, and that would not cause
anything. 外表看起来很顺。
Outwardly, it appeared very submissive.
但是话道理那就小心。
But if it is words, we need to be careful.
好，所以这样子会多少人会没命
？So how many will perish?
属地的人哈。
How many on earth?
四分之一。
One fourth.
不是说教会里面有四分之一人会死哦。
Does not mean that one fourth, one quarter of our members will die.
基本上哈，在这基本上教会里面都是属天的人。
In our church, in those in the church, belongs to heaven.
那个。我们看十四、十三章哈，第六节。
Chapter 13, verse
6. 啊，请念。
Verse 6. Then he opened the mouth. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme His name, His tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven.
这个住天上不是说死掉的人去天上，而是什么属灵的还活在地上的正教会的信徒。
And these are members on earth who dwell in heaven.
在起诉你可以把这两个分开哦。天上人，地上人。
In Revelation, you can categorize those who belong to earth and those who belong to heaven.
对，在教会当然现在没有了，以后可能会慢慢有一些属地的人出现。
In church, perhaps not now, but in the future, you'll see those who belong to earth appearing.
他们当中的四分之一会被带走、带出去，或是死掉。
And a quarter among them
被伤害了
will be harmed and die.
好，接下来第五印呢？
And now the fifth seal.
讲结果就好。
We talked about the end result.
这个是在坛下面哈，第九节，请你念。第六章九节。
Chapter 6, verse 9. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held.
英文翻译是对的。英文翻译是对的。
The English translation is accurate.
中文翻译。他多加一个字。
In the Chinese, there was something added.
中文，如果你看中文是他翻什么祭坛，那就完蛋了。就祭坛就是在殿以外的那个 就是献牛羊那个坛叫做祭坛嘛。
In the Chinese translation, it says this is the altar of sacrifice, for offering animals outside the temple.
英文只翻坛是对的。
In the English translation, it says just altar.
在圣经里面，坛有两个。
There are two types of altars.
一个是殿外的祭坛。
One is the altar of sacrifice outside the holy temple.
叫做祭坛。
That is called the altar of sacrifice.
那另外一个坛呢，是在圣殿里面的，就是香坛。香坛也是坛哦。
And the other is inside the holy temple, the altar of incense.
好，那这里呢，我们用很中性的来读的话，就是坛。
And so if we read this with in a neutral way, this is just the altar.
我把我的结果告诉你。
So,
但如果 要慢慢的来查考的话，这个就是九十十一可以用两个小时来谈。
In verses 9, 10, and 11, we can use 2 hours to discuss.
我认为是这些是被逼迫的信徒。
I feel that these are those who are persecuted.
谁在逼迫他们
？And who persecuted them？
你看哦，在第四印的时候，地上的人已经四分之一被伤了。
In the fourth seal, a quarter, one fourth has been slain.
但是还有四分之三的人啊。
But there are still 3/4.
那这些人就造成第五印的这个大逼迫。
And they make up of those who are persecuted in the fifth seal.
你看第十节。
Verse 10.
来，请念。
And they cry with a loud voice, saying, How long, Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?
住在地上的人，现在逼迫住在天上的人。
And those who dwell on earth persecute those who dwell in heaven.
那逼迫到怎么样呢
？To what extent?
是把他杀死。
And to the point that they are killed.
属灵的杀死就是约翰一书所讲的，恨弟兄就是杀弟兄。
As in 1 John says that those who hate your brother, it is to kill them.
我这里不会讲说哦，这些人是为道殉道。就是说，真的头被砍了的人。
So these are not those who die martyr for the truth.
如果是殉道者，就是肉身殉道者的话，这个不可思议啊。
If they die martyr, if they die physically for the sake of the truth.
如果哈，这是肉身的殉道。
If this is the physical death, in martyrdom.
譬如说那个斯提凡。
Just like Stephen.
打死了。
When he was stoned.
好，他会去哪里
？Where did he go?
身体就腐烂了。
And his body becomes corrupt.
土归土。
And earth to earth.
他的灵魂去哪里
？Where did his soul go？
跟耶稣在一起了。
His soul is with Christ.
如果我们现在的知识说到乐园去了。
He is now in paradise.
啊，你到乐园之后，你信到到乐园之后，你还在那边一直叫，哀哀叫。
And if you die martyr and in paradise and you still cry out.
说神啊，你要替我们伸冤到什么时候？
Cry out to God to avenge for us.
喊着说：“圣洁真实的主啊，你不审判他们要到什么时候？那个天，那个乐园，我看是吵死了。”
And if in paradise people cry out to God to avenge their blood, then it'd be very noisy there.
我应该另辟一个不会这种深渊的。这里不是，我认为不是了。你到乐园之后，你还会想说他把你杀死，你很难过吗？你也。Yeah.到那时候可能会说感谢神啊，不晓得那如果现在不死，经过五年十年之后，可能怎么被那个保罗给 deliver 给那个撒旦了。
And so if you do not die now, you'll be delivered to Satan, just like what Paul said.
所以不是啦。
So that is not the case.
他们一直喊要到到什么时候
？They cry out, "How long, Lord, will you avenge?"
你看十一节哦
，verse 11。
于是他们叫，就有白衣赐给他们。
When they cry out, a white robe was given to them.
叫他们安息片刻。
That they can rest for a little.
有叫就有白衣，没叫没白衣，这个不是天国，这个不是乐园里面的景况。
If only you cry out, you are given the white robe. That is not the case in paradise.
其实这个白衣是特殊的白衣。
This white robe, it is a special one.
以后若有空的话，把圣经这启示里面的白衣哈。把它查出来是不一样的东西。这里的白衣不是洗礼的白衣。
If you try to find all the instances of white robe in Revelation, as I said, this is not the white robe you receive during baptism.
这个白衣的衣服，这个要自己洗啊。
But this white robe is something we must cleanse ourselves.
自己洗。
We need to clean ourselves.
我们洗礼的那白是耶稣替我们洗的。
The white garment we see on the baptism is given by Jesus.
这个白就是活洗之后的。
But this white garment is given through baptisms of fire.
所以这些人是从大患难中出来。
So these have come out from the great tribulation.
在大患当中，他们也会哀哀叫啊。
In great tribulations, they cry out.
但是后来他们不会再叫了。
But later on, they cry no more.
因为他们有白衣。
Because they have received the white robe.
就进到第七章里面的侍奉。
And so they enter into the worship.
没有怨言的侍奉。
The worship without complaint in chapter 7.
也没有不会，因为他们亲眼看到神的侍奉。
For they have witnessed the presence of God.
真的，在我们真耶稣教会。有很多弟兄姊妹啊，他们在侍奉你会很感动的，因为他们是真的看到神了。
In we see members serving God because they have truly see God with their own eyes.
有时候我跟义工出去。
Sometimes I go out with volunteer workers.
他机票自己出。
They have to pay their own airfare.
他要请假。
They have to take a vacation from work.
那我呢
？What about me?
机票连总出。
The IA pays my airfare.
我就是坐在飞机上也在赚钱。
Even when I sit on the airplane, I'm still collecting a paycheck.
是不是？哦，时间过，钱就来了，是不是？
When the time comes, the money will be deposited.
要请假。
What about him?
不但没有赚到钱，还
You need to pay a price.
还要用自己的那个 vacation.
Need to pay the price of a vacation.
我要说对他们很尊敬啊。
So I respect them.
他们出去，但是他们一定看到神。
It is truly that they can do this because they have seen God.
自己出机票有时候好几百块、啊。
They pay their own airfare, sometimes several hundred dollars.、
嗯、然后出去上个礼拜，哎，几个礼拜啊。
And they would go out with me for a couple of weeks.、
嗯、真是像这种的侍奉。
And so this is true servitude.、嗯、
各地方都有。
And we can see this in many places.
默默的在侍奉。
They serve God silently.、嗯、
他们已经穿了这个白衣了。
So they have been given the white robe.、嗯
他们真的是，他们有时候在侍奉，人家会讲东讲西啊。
Sometimes when they serve, they may be criticized.
但他们已经看到神了。
But they have seen God.
就不会大眼瞪小眼了。
So they will not just look at you.
在方舟里面有一个上面那个透光是上面。
In the ark, there is a window on the top.
在侍奉就看神了，因为你是侍奉神呢。
When you serve, you must look up to God because He's the one whom you serve.
你就不会那个牛眼看那个刺猬眼呢、啊？刺猬的眼很小、啊。
So you will not try to look at the eyes of other people.
牛眼对刺猬眼看来看去。
You'll not try to stare people down.
看看天。
Just look at heaven.
这时候已经不会再哀哀叫。
So you will not cry out loud.
是一定会经过这个。
And so this is the ongoing process.
并且是多少的啦。
And this is more or less what will happen.
最后第六印。
The sixth seal.
你看，第一个出来是大地震。
There's great earthquake.
这个当然要在启示录里面把地震全部拿出来，然后来比较。地震有开始，地震，大地震。
So if you compare,
这个就是一个 process 哦，你从启示录本身来找它的进程啊。
So if you study all the words of earthquake in Revelation, you will see earthquakes and great earthquakes. So here we see a process or a procession. So this is the step-by-step movement.
那这样的来读启示录，就你不要老是看报纸哦。现在那个什么两伊战争哦，现在是第伯拉大河水干、哦、第六号，就不你省的这个就不用，你不知道时事也可以讲启示录。
So we should not just look at the current news and the newspaper saying that the Iraqi war or the Euphrates dried up and that is the sixth seal.
你不知道那个原子弹或是核子弹或是氢弹或是什么弹、时光弹那什么核子冬天，你不需要这些知识也可以讲启示录，因为这是神国度里面的东西，你就从圣经来讲圣经。
And so these are matters in the kingdom of God. So we must use the Bible to explain the Bible and not just use current events.
11节到14节，12节到14节。
Verses 12 to 14.
天地晃动。
The heaven was turned upside down.
这个是马太福音24章你29节你可以玩差不多一样的就是这些。
And so these are,
耶稣已经讲过了。
This is very similar to what Jesus said in Matthew 24.
这个叫这自然现象。
So these are natural disasters.
就说在自然发生的现象。
These are natural,
在自然界发生的现象。
These are the things that occur in nature.
当然这是神的作为了哈。
These are also the work of God.
那地上的君，地上的，你看十五节哈。
Verse 15.
地上的。
It says that the, those on earth.
On earth, 所以是地上人，他现在把它分类了，七类。
And so this is divided into those on earth and on heaven.
从君王、臣宰、将军、富户、壮士、为奴的、自主的，都藏在里面，藏在山洞。
The kings, the great men, the rich, the commanders, and all those are hiding in the mountains.
我们属于他们吗
？Do we belong to them?
绝对不是。
We do not.
如果你是的话，你就站立不住了。
If we are part of them, then we cannot stand.
这些人做什么？
What do they do?
还记得我们一开始就讲有两种的那个宴会吗
？We said that there are two types of feasts.
他们是要被养到那个时候被杀，然后来请鸟来吃的，有将军、富户，对不对
？And we said that there are
他们是神大怒的这个宴席里面的什么的料理呀、啊？怎么说呢
？They are on the menu of the great feast of the wrath of God.
是不是？那十九章我们看过吗
？Let's read chapter 19.
再念一次十八节，十九十八节，可以吃君王将军的肉和现在多了一个马了哈，壮士和马骑马的，并自足的为奴的大小人民的肉，这是地上人是这样子的。
And so this will happen to those people of the earth.
那我们呢
？What about us?
其实是第七节了。
It's in verse 7.
第十九章哈。
Chapter 19, verse 7.
欢喜快乐啊。
We shall be glad and rejoice.
因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了。
It's the time of the marriage of the Lamb.
这时候你要穿洁白的细麻衣。
To prepare, we must wear the white linen.
你有两个身份哦。
We have two status.
你本身是新娘子。
We are the bride.
那另一方面你也是客人。
You are also the guest.
到最后就是这样结束了。
And so this is how it will end.
好，那到第七第六章的结束。
At the end of chapter 6.
他看这个地上的人吓得魂不附体。
And those on earth, they are scared to death.
第十七节。
In verse 17.
因为蛇做宝座的跟羔羊的愤怒的大日到了。
For the great day of his wrath has come.
谁能站得住呢
？And who is able to stand?
地上的七种人完全站不住。
And the people of the world, the seven type of people, they cannot stand.
没有人站得得住了。
No one is able to stand.
谁站立得住
？Who can stand?
就是第九节。
In verse 9.
来，请念。第七章九节。
Chapter 7, verse 9. Yeah.After these things, I looked, and behold, a great multitude with which no one could number, of all the nations, tribes, people, and tongue, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands.
刚刚我说谁能站立得住呢
So the question, who is able to stand?
这里告诉你
Verse 9 here says,
这些人站得稳稳的
These are the people who can stand.
站在宝座和羔羊面前
They can stand firm before the throne and before the Lamb.
坐宝座的大怒了，羔羊大怒了，他们站在他前面了。
The ram, the lamb, and those on the throne, it was in great wrath, but yet they were unafraid.
第七章这里是讲谁
？What is chapter 7 talking about?
谁站立得住呢
？Who are those who can stand?
就是你了。
It is you.
我希望也是我。
I hope it is I also.
我们到此结束。
So we will conclude here.
同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.